A lot can happen in the world.
What do we do? Who do we turn to?
How do we handle it? Welcome to the Situation Room on Active FM.
James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And he's giving us an insight into what happens in the spiritual realm. And as we said yesterday, the word devil means the one who slanders, the one who's the accuser. He's the accuser of the brethren. And his greatest strategy is to exercise authority over people by accusation. You know, that is the source of any curse he brings into your life. It's an accusation. It's an argument. It's a legal argument in the spiritual realm that he's able to bring to the Father against you. And if you look at Job, the story of Job, God has a conversation with the devil and he accuses Job in the presence of God. God's talking about what an awesome guy Job is, and the devil says this in Job 1 verse 9 to 11. Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything that he has? Have you not blessed his hands so much that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land? But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And so, yeah, Satan is coming, and even though Job is a man of integrity, he comes and he's making his accusations. He's saying, first of all, that maybe Job is a greedy, covetous person who only cares about material things, and the only reason he praises God is because of the money. Now, if Job's motives had been that bad, he would have failed those hard tests he had to go through. If his God was the money, when the money left him, he would have left God. He also made the accusation that Job was too well protected. And what we see there is that there's no way that the enemy could have done anything to Job with God guarding him. He's powerless against Almighty God. And I want you to understand that right now for you and for your family at this time. And when he comes, he's bringing an accusation that Job is only a good person because God gives him so much extra protection. In other words, Job worships God because at the end of the day, Job benefits from it. He says he's been too blessed. He says he's too prosperous. And, you know, the enemy doesn't like our prosperity. He didn't like the prosperity of Adam. And, you know, the enemy feels that he has a right to everything on earth. He also says that Job is blasphemous at heart. And he says this because when Job is experiencing the blessings of God, it is easy for him to love and to fear God. But that is blasphemous because he loves and he fears God because of the wealth. However, here's the thing. The moment the trial comes along, the real attitude of the heart comes out. And the enemy says he will blaspheme God. He says he will blaspheme, he will curse you. And you know the enemy is bringing arguments to God against you all the time like this. And we're going to be talking about it later in this week, but the blood of Jesus is what you use to cancel those arguments. So you must stay tuned for tomorrow because we're going to go into that in a bit more detail. We have been speaking about this, you know, throughout this pandemic. But we cancel arguments by the blood of Jesus. And that's the really, really exciting thing. He is powerless to do anything against us because of the blood of Jesus. And so our declaration for today and for this week is that by the blood of Jesus, all my sins were forgiven. The arguments against me were canceled and my finances are restored. What an awesome declaration. Let's say it together. Say, by the blood of Jesus, all my sins were forgiven. The arguments against me were canceled and all my finances are restored. Amen. Let's just pray together. Say, Father God, I thank you for the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Thank you because on the cross, your Son canceled every argument that the enemy has against me. Thank you for restoring your protection, your blessing and your prosperity over my life. I give you thanks for the privilege of being protected by the blood of Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
holds on. I can't really stand. I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump. My fears begin to fade. My faith explodes right.